Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're hanging out with Buddy Blake, and he's got this really interesting story about losing a listing. But it's not what you'd think. It's actually a lesson about something way bigger.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So look, I want to be really honest about this. I went to meet with some sellers who had a super tight timeline. We're talking 2 weeks to sell their house. I got maybe 18 hours notice, so I didn't have time to do my whole dog and pony show, you know? I just went to listen, understand what they needed, and give them some real guidance on strategy.
Okay, so you went in pretty lean. No binder, no photographer lined up, just you, your experience, and a conversation. That's actually pretty refreshing, honestly. But I'm guessing that's not how it went over?
Yeah, not great. The next day I got an email saying they went with another agent. And I actually asked for feedback because I always want to learn, right? And they told me I didn't seem prepared because I didn't have all the collateral materials. The binder, the photographer already locked in. They didn't see on paper all the things our team actually does. The other agent came in with all the fluff, the presentation, the binder, the promises. They said they sell houses in an average of 24 days. I mean, come on, that's cherry picking the easy one.
So they went with the flash and the promises over the substance. But here's what I'm curious about. You said you didn't explain your full process to them. Like, they didn't know about your whole listing to closing to post-closing system. The fact that you handle logistics, help with moves, all that stuff?
Exactly. I didn't lay it out for them because I was focused on having real conversations about the market, the actual price their house would command, the condition, the hard truths. That's always been my thing. I'd rather be transparent and honest than pretty it up. But they didn't know what they didn't know, and I didn't give them anything to take home that showed them what our team brings to the table. No binder, no stories, no proof of what we've accomplished.
And that's the thing, right? They're interviewing multiple agents. They're stressed about this crazy timeline. And you're the one guy who didn't hand them something physical that reinforced everything you just told them. I mean, I get it. But I also get why they were like, well, the other team seems more put together. Even if that other team is overselling.
Yeah, and that's on me. I've been doing this 28 years. I've sold somewhere between 5 and 10,000 houses. I was the first team in Wilmington. And honestly, for a long time, I could just walk in on reputation and track record. But these folks, this was everything to them. They needed to see it. They needed to feel confident. And I didn't give them the visual proof of what we actually do. We rank higher than almost anyone in Google and the AI search engines. We've got thousands of reviews. We do massive marketing campaigns. But they didn't know any of that because I didn't show.
So it sounds like you're not saying the other agent was necessarily better. You're saying they understood something you didn't in that moment. That people need to see the full picture, not just hear about your experience. And actually, this is a perfect fit for you, right? Quick timeline, complex moving parts. That's your wheelhouse.
It absolutely was. And that's what kills me about it. This was exactly the kind of situation where my experience and our team's ability to handle hard things, fast timelines, all the moving parts, we would have crushed it. But I didn't present it that way. I just came in as the experienced guy without the substance on paper to back it up. And honestly, I think it cost them too. If the other agent's promises don't pan out, they're going to be disappointed.
So what's the lesson here? Is it that fluff actually matters? Or is there something more nuanced?
Both, man. That's what I've realized. For people who've sold a ton of houses, they get it. They don't need the binder and all the materials. But for most sellers, they don't do this every day. We do. They need to see the strategy, the process, the proof that you know what you're doing. And I'm not talking about fake promises or cherry-picked stats. I'm talking about showing them your actual system, your track record, your approach to handling their specific situation. It's not fluff versus skill. It's fluff plus skill. You need both.
And you're actually doing something about it now, right?
Yeah, we're building a comprehensive binder that goes out every single time. It's got the stories, the good, the bad, the pitfalls, how we solve them. It's got real data about what we do. And it's sitting on my chalkboard right now as a reminder, not just for me, but for our whole team. We can't assume people know what we know. We have to show them.
I think that's a really honest take. And honestly, I bet a lot of agents needed to hear that. You know, there's all this content out there about pricing strategy, negotiation tactics, and those matter. But you're saying the presentation of who you are and what you do matters just as much. That's a big realization.
It really is. And I think it's important for sellers to hear too. When you're interviewing agents, don't just go with the biggest promises or the flashiest presentation, but also, and this is key, make sure they're actually showing you their process, their track record, how they're going to handle your specific situation. Ask the hard questions. And agents, we've got to do both. We've got to bring the skill, the knowledge, the real strategy, and we've got to present it in a way that people can actually see and understand. One without the other just doesn't cut it anymore.
Buddy, I really appreciate you being vulnerable about this. That's not easy, especially for someone with your track record. But it's exactly the kind of thing that helps everyone, agents and sellers alike.
Hey, thanks for having me. And look, I hope that other team does great for those sellers. I really do. But more than that, I hope this story helps someone out there, whether you're an agent or a seller, understand that the whole package matters. The skill, the experience, the strategy, and yeah, showing people what you've got.